President George W. Bush has won a second term. Within the last hour, Senator John Kerry called the president to concede the race. Both men are expected to address the nation soon. Earlier, I spoke to NPR political analyst Cokie Roberts about what voters told pollsters yesterday after they cast their ballots.
Good morning, Renee.
For months, we've looked at polls showing that the war in Iraq, terrorism, and the economy were the three top issues in the presidential campaign. But exit polls revealed that another issue trumped all three of these.
Absolutely. Moral values. When people all over the country were asked what issue mattered most to them, to rank the issues, moral values came out number one. And of the people who said that moral values was the most important issue, almost 80% of them voted for George Bush. Iraq dropped to the fourth most important issue, as opposed to the first in many of our polls leading up to the election. We were beginning to see some change here over the weekend when the other became tied with terrorism, the economy, and Iraq as something. And as we talked about on Monday, we weren't quite sure what that other was, but we thought moral values were there. And sure enough, it became the most important issue. And just to underline how blue and red this country is, in California and New York, the two most populous states, on the coast, Iraq was the number one issue. All down the Mississippi River, it was moral values.
The other big assumption, Cokie, going into the election was that new voters and young people would make a difference, and for John Kerry. What happened there?
Well, they did vote for John Kerry. In the 18 to 29-year-old age group, it was by far Kerry's best age group. He won it 54 to 45, according to the exits. There just weren't enough of them to put him over the top. The young people voted in the same percentage of the population as they did 4 years ago. Now, that still could mean that a lot more of them voted, depending on how many more people voted this time around. But their percentage was the same. Same thing with first-time voters. They also went for Kerry by about the same percentage, 54-44, with the exception, and this is very important for the future, Renee, of first-time Hispanic voters. About 22% of Hispanic voters said it was their first time to vote, and they broke evenly tied between Kerry and Bush, meaning the Republicans have made the kind of headway among at least some Hispanics that they have been hoping to make.
Now, given those numbers, plus the results in the House and Senate races where Republicans have improved their positions, wither the Democratic Party?
Oh, it's going to be bloody when the few that remain return to Washington. Look, it was in a lot of ways predictable. Northeastern, Midwestern liberals have lost for the presidency since John Kennedy was elected. When you look at Mondale, Humphrey, McGovern, Dukakis, they all lost. It was only Clinton and Carter who were able to pull it off, Southerners and Lyndon Johnson. I think that will be one message, but you'll be hearing on the other side people saying, oh, if we had gone with Howard Dean and his kind of populism, that would have been the better course for the party. The real problem is that there are no peacemakers left, because by wiping out those Southern Democrats who were in the Senate, five of them, those were the people who you could often count on to go across party lines and to also moderate the Democratic Party. Without them, it's going to be a very difficult situation.
Thanks very much, NPR political analyst Cokie Roberts.